You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, everybody, to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura with you here live in Berea from the Dog Bowl. And we'll go back to the phones for one more call. John in Pittsburgh. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Very interesting conversation, especially about the running backs. The one thing I worry about is if we put Winston on the practice squad, him getting signed off by perhaps San Francisco, the team that we stole him from. I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I think there's every opportunity that you the risk that you take is when you have to release them initially if they do not make the 53-man roster, and then you essentially sign them to the practice squad, you know, most likely 24 days or 24 hours later. And that's, you know, I mentioned it earlier with Connor Shaw. Has he shown enough to be plucked off of our practice squad? You look at Glenn Winston's, you know, a great guy who's never been given an opportunity, but to solidify another running back room across the National Football League who doesn't have the diversity that we have with, you know, with three good backs. Another guy that I feel will have a great opportunity in training camp to prove himself, will have some great film, but may in fact have an uphill battle to make this roster as a guy is Rodney Smith. You know, big physical wide receiver, needs to show that he's a red zone threat, that he can run all the routes. He'll be competing with Terrell Pryor. He'll be competing with Travis Benjamin. He's a guy that has practice squad eligibility who I think the Cleveland Browns would like to retain, but in most cases can get scooped up. And I know that no player wants to stay essentially in the minor leagues or the developmental squad and miss out on an opportunity to make active roster money first and foremost, but the opportunity to show what they're capable of doing. And as we mentioned, now is going to be our opportunity to, as we continue our training camp offensive preview, we're going to get an offensive line and tight ends and two groups. One group that I think is going to be the best in the NFL, the offensive line, as I see it right now, the opening day starters will be as follows. Joe Thomas at left tackle, no surprise there. Joel Bitonio in his second year will probably be playing at a Pro Bowl level. He will be the left guard. We get Alex Mack, who Mike Pettine said yesterday has been cleared to actively participate in all football drills, which is, you know, music to many Browns fans' ears. And he will start at center. Then we get to the right guard position. And that's where, depending on who you talk to, you get different perspectives. In some cases, speaking of Jim O'Neill referencing the 12th, 19th, and the early second round pick, you need to have three starters coming from those positions in this draft. We know that Danny Shelton will play a starting type of role at nose tackle. But where is Cam Irving going to be able to the opportunity to earn that spot in training camp? Because as Jim Donovan has said, Joe Thomas will get his rested days. Do we kick Cam Irving out there to fill in adequately on the ones with his spot at left tackle? So therefore, John Greco's spot is not in jeopardy. But I think Cam Irving is definitely going to be in the mix there. And you drafted him for depth, and you drafted him for a backup plan for Alex Mack if, in fact, he does opt out after this year. And then at right tackle, you've got Mitchell Schwartz. And at this point, you've got Michael Bowie's name in that mix. But Mitchell Schwartz, as I see it, is going to do enough to solidify, has enough experience that he will do enough to keep that position.
Yeah, when you're looking at this starting lineup, I do think it's going to end up the big competition for starting. You talked about Cam Irving, John Greco at right guard. I think there will be a push by Michael Bowie for Mitchell Schwartz at right tackle. But I think they keep seven offensive linemen. Typically on the teams you were on, how many O-linemen did they keep?
Seven or eight.
So I think they'll keep seven. I think it'll be the starters. And then, you know, Greco, if we call it Greco Irving, whoever's not starting, and Bowie. I think those will be the seven. Now, Andrew McDonald's been singled out as a guy who played pretty well. He could end up being if they go with eight. But given the versatility of Greco and Irving to slide into that center spot, you'd have a swing guard and you'd have a swing tackle, and you have your starting five.
Right.
So I think if you're trying to load up, that's probably where I think you end up with seven there.
Seven would be great. But I think even with the diversity of Cam Irving being able to play multiple positions along the offensive line, I would not be surprised if we kept eight.
if we kept eight.
Kept eight at offensive line. Just from a security standpoint, who that is, I don't necessarily know who that eighth person would be. But I just think this football team who needs to protect the passer for him to be upright and Josh McCown to play the way we think he needs to play, and for us to be able to run the football consistently, we need to be strong up front, and that's why you might take the safer approach and keep eight there.
I think ultimately it'll be interesting to see if somebody emerges and earns that eight spot. Yeah. I don't think they'll keep eight for the sake of it, but
no,
I think it could be. I think it's going to be seven. I think it'll be the five starters with Bowie and, of course, with Cam Irving or Greco, whoever's not starting there. And the guys to keep an eye on in camp, Andrew McDonald's been singled out for his play. We know Ryan Seymour was here last year. Vinston Painter was on this team last year. And we'll see if, you know, those guys have practice squad eligibility. Perhaps one of them ends up there. I do think you'll have an offensive lineman on the practice squad.
I do, too. You definitely will.
So I think that's really.
And then if we want to touch the tight ends here,
sure.
I think that as I've continually talked about, this will be a by-committee group. And the toughest thing for John DeFilippo on who plays where and how much is that will be determined throughout training camp. But the one thing that I want to look out for is the tells of who plays and where they line up from the tight end group. Because I don't think any of them they're not the personality of a Gronk or Jimmy Graham that can overcome a defense game planning simply to stop
sure.
them. We don't have that guy.
No.
But the one thing that we can't be up against is a defense to get the beat on who we're playing, why we're playing, where, if
right.
that makes sense. Because a tell in our run game, we know what our offense looks like when you take away our run. You know, our ability to not successfully throw the ball for first downs on third and long situations hurts us extremely bad. You know,
yes.
and I don't think, besides maybe Andrew Hawkins, we don't have guys that can, you know, by far and away get open on a consistent basis. We've got a scheme, and we've got to protect. We've got to do a lot of things right. And so I think Hausler's your pass catcher, so he'll line up everywhere, out wide, you know, flexed out, you know, on the at the end of the line. Barnage is your do-it-all to me, and I think in that case, he'll be the starter coming out. And then you've got Jim Dre, who, when called upon, can catch it, but blocks the best out of the three.
So I think those three end up making it. I think it is three tight ends. I think the wild card there is E.J. Bibbs, who I think has a good chance to end up on the practice squad. I wonder if with Randall Telfer, who I know they like, if they would either practice squad him or if they would just try to give him a redshirt year with his foot injury and just keep him injured for the season so that they can keep him on the team and
that's
not have it count against.
That's probably
he's
the best
opening
bet.
Right now on the active yeah. but on the injured list right now along with Ifo. So I think right now we're looking at two quarterbacks, four running backs, counting Malcolm Johnson at fullback, six. We haven't gotten the wide receivers yet, but three tight ends and the offensive line, I think seven. So if we did, before we get to wide receivers, if you had 10, that would be 16 before you get to wide receivers. And I think you're going to get to 23 on offense, and that's either going to be a seventh receiver, an eighth offensive lineman, or a fourth tight end if they really like one of the tight ends.
Right. Exactly.
Or if maybe Glenn Winston, they say we can't let him go, and they go five running backs.
And I just can't imagine watching John DeFilippo's offense that the tight end, with the playmakers that we have at wide receiver and the running backs that we have in the stable, that the tight ends are going to be a make-it-or-break-it position to the point where we feel like we need a fourth.
I agree with that. I would agree with that. So it will be, again, like many things, some of the camp battles to watch out there here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Charles Robinson from Yahoo. He is one of their senior NFL insiders. Excited to get his take on this Browns team headed into camp. Also, we will talk to him about his time that he just spent in Pittsburgh with the Steelers, what he saw from them. And he's headed to New England today. So we'll talk about, of course, his report about Tom Brady, as the Patriots sort of saying that, as far as I know, that didn't happen regarding him destroying his cell phone. So we'll get the latest from him on Deflategate as well. Back with more with Charles Robinson of Yahoo right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.